It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We need to talk about the new 2023 Hyundai Palisade. When it comes to your journey, Hyundai is thinking of every mile. And the Palisade offers all the technology, safety features, and comfort a family needs for the journey ahead. Look, I own a Hyundai. I drive it. I love it. My daughters own Hyundais. They drive it. They love them. And the Palisade looks amazing. Think about it. It fits up to 8 passengers comfortably. I could take the entire family, even some extended family, on a road trip as long as I could endure them. The car would be great. You can stay connected in the Palisade with the Wi-Fi hotspot capability. How many times are the kids in the back wanting to do something that you need Wi-Fi for? The Palisade takes care of that for you. There's also class-exclusive Safe Exit Assist that prevents the rear doors from opening if the vehicle detects traffic approaching from behind. Unbelievably cool technology. And that Safe Exit Assist is not a substitute for driver or passenger attentiveness, so you have to always be aware of your surroundings and attentive of approaching vehicles. It's your journey. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com.
We're going streaking! Yeah!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio.
Good morning and welcome into Beat the Streak Daily. Inside the Hits on a Friday here in late August. The hits keep coming and coming and coming. For the anecdotal darling, Corey Dickerson.
Dickerson, who has 9 straight hits. And the next pitch is grounded hard up the middle. That's a base hit. 10 in a row for Corey Dickerson as he smoked that ball right past Stroman and a diving shortstop corner. And that is 10 straight hits, the longest streak in MLB since 2018.
10 straight hits in 10 straight at-bats. Crazy for Corey Dickerson, and it would end there. My anecdotal pick the last 2 days for good reason. He's the first guy to have 10 straight hits since Jose Altuve in 2018, Dustin Pedroia, and the Yankees' Bernie Williams had 11 consecutive hits at one point. Walt Dropo of the Red Sox in 1952, among those tied for the all-time record of 12.
Who?
Yes, Walt Dropo.
All right.
See, Walt Dropo's a name I learned in 1980 when George Brett had more RBIs than games played for the first time since Walt Dropo had done it. Aren't you glad you work with me, Ryan? This is the kind of useless stuff you can't get anywhere else.
Hey,
man.
I literally would not have known his name without this podcast.
Here I am.
Shout out to Walt Dropo, baby.
Damn right, baby. Legend. This is Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits. We take a look at the state of the streak every weekday morning. Scott Myers, L.A. stood pat, stays atop the leaderboard at 33. Remember when we had a leader named Stan Pat at the beginning of the season? I think of that person all the time.
I wonder where he is in the standings.
Probably Pat. Any one of you listening could still reach 46 games and $10,000. There's even still time for 57 and $5.6 million. Our picks to help you get there come at the end of the podcast. Corey Dickerson, meanwhile, could barely keep a headline since a guy on his own team is threatening something colossal.
Donovan at first base. And Goldie sends one out to center. Velasquez back.
A home run over the 400-foot marker in center field. Paul Goldschmidt with a 2-home run day, and the Cardinals lead 8-2.
Add 2 more RBIs to his league-leading total, and now just 1 home run closer to Kyle Schwarber for the National League lead.
Certain bits of baseball trivia you just know. Last National Leaguer to hit 400, Bill Terry of the New York Giants. Last National Leaguer to win the Triple Crown, Joe Ducky Medwick of these same St. Louis Cardinals in 1937. The runaway NL MVP leader has 6 weeks left to add to his absurd totals and match Joe Ducky Medwick. Which one do you like better, Walt Dropo or Ducky Medwick, Ryan?
How about Ducky Medwick Dropo? That would be a badass name.
Yeah, well, you know, we can't do that. These guys are individuals. Do not insult the descendants of Joe Ducky Medwick or Walt Dropo. The guy they used to call Babe Effin' Ruth when he was a young Cubs prospect is now in Philly. He may not let Paul Goldschmidt catch him in home runs.
And a high fly ball to straightaway center field. Friedel's going back. Forget about it. Off the top of the wall. Whoa, was that a shot from Kyle Schwarber? 35 home runs. And the Phillies take a loud 1-0 lead.
451 feet for Schwarber, now just three off of his career high, 38, that he set 3 years ago. He's hitting just .213, so he's not a popular beat-the-streak pick with good reason. This guy, though, is indeed a popular beat-the-streak pick with good reason, because he can slug and he can do this.
Again, the 2-2, and it's lined into right field, a base hit. One run is home. Here comes Jansen to the plate. Safe! Springer around to third on a two-run single by Guerrero that has given the Blue Jays the lead.
Oh, what a piece of hitting for Vladimir Guerrero.
9 hits in his last 7 games for Vladimir Guerrero Jr., who's hitting .314 over his last 67 games since that brutal start. Pitch him in, he pulls with power. Pitch him away, he does that. Stud. Now this kid may end up being a stud. Sure looks the part. MVP of the All-Star Futures game last month. The number one prospect in Oakland. And he lets me sing.
And that one's hit high and deep. And that baby's gone. Langoliers with his second home run. A high, towering drive to left. Bang. Right off the A.
A big home run swing from Shea Langoliers, Shea Langoliers. I apologize for nothing. Nothing at all. Our picks are coming up next on Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits.
Thank God.
Live on DAZN Pay-Per-View, September 17th, Part 3. Canelo versus Triple G to take the trilogy. Bad blood, a score to settle, controversy, brutality, pure hostility. For victory, for history, for the trilogy. Canelo Alvarez versus Gennady Golovkin. September 17th, live on DAZN Pay-Per-View. Visit DAZN.com.
Yesterday, Thursday, we gave you a stay away of the Rockies on the road against Jacob DeGrom. 6 innings, just 3 hits. My guy Jeff McNeil with a big hit in that game, as well as the Daily Double A was a hit yesterday. Today, a huge, full action, packed slate. Every one of the games at night. Cubs lefty Justin Steele has been nails ever since he got some tips from John Lester through his pal David Ross. Steele has allowed 3 earned runs in 31 and a third innings over his last 6 outings since July 22nd, has an ERA of 0.86 in that span, is the lowest in the majors among all qualifiers. Last time out, John Lester was here in Chicago. Steele struck out 9 in 6 shutout innings, allowing just 2 hits. He gets the Brewers tonight, the reeling Brewers. Stay away from them.
You stay away, I stay away.
Time for the fourth pick. Ryan, what you got?
Speaks, did you know that lefty Nathaniel Lowe actually hits better against lefties, .336, than he does against righties, .280?
Didn't know.
Oh, well. You do now. Sweet. And tonight, the Rangers are at home against Detroit, who has lefty Tyler Alexander on the mound. Tyler Alexander sounds like a name from the 30s. Alexander is in the second percentile for expected batting average for pitchers, according to Baseball Savant. He gives up a ton of contact. Lowe makes a lot of contact. He's in the 91st percentile for expected batting average. And oh, by the way, he leads the major leagues in hits since the All-Star break.
Tyler Ducky Alexander.
That has a good ring to it. I like it.
It's going to fall prey to your guy, Nathaniel Lowe. Time now for my Daily Double A. Hit it yesterday with McNeil and Dickerson. Today, analytical. Phillies at home getting Bryce Harper back. They just swept the Reds for 4 games. Now they get the Pirates and Bryce Wilson. Bryce Wilson allows a batting average of .338. to left-handed hitters. .338. That's all lefties. Not even just the good ones. Harper is a good one. The reigning NL MVP has destroyed minor league pitching in his rehab. He greets Wilson rudely tonight. And then anecdotally, DH Nelson Cruz of the Nationals, age 42. He's just about toast. What a great career. Reached 2,000 hits a couple weeks back. It's been a rough year, but he can still hit bombs, especially against lefties. The OPS is 150 points higher against lefties, and seeing Mike Minor is going to make Nelson Cruz smile. 7 for 12 lifetime against Minor for a .583 batting average. Is that good? It gets better tonight. Time now to look at the weekender. After I gave you Nelson Cruz and Bryce Harper, what do we got for the weekend, Mr. Poor?
So Saturday, Shohei Ohtani pitching in Toronto. You might say stay away from him, but check the lineups before you do that, because if George Springer is indeed in the lineup, consider him against Ohtani, because Springer is 6 for 12 in his career against Ohtani, including two home runs and one earlier this season back on May 26th.
Another pitcher we've been urging you to stay away from, Sandy Alcantara, all year long of the Marlins. But Saturday, he gets the Dodgers again after giving up 10 hits in 3-plus innings against them last weekend. Dodgers career numbers against Alcantara after that one. Trey Turner, 8 for 23. Freddie Freeman, 7 for 25. Mookie Betts, 4 for 7. Maybe they are Alcantara kryptonite. Alcantara-nite? Whole weekend stay away. Braves Cardinals Saturday night. Jordan Montgomery on the mound for the Cards. He's been great since going to St. Louis. Just 13 hits allowed in 25 plus innings. Most common pick for the Braves against the lefties, usually Austin Riley, but he's 0 for 4 career versus Montgomery. Skip your Braves on Saturday.
Sunday is Patrick Corbin Day in our nation's capital. Unfortunately, it is my Cincinnati Reds getting Corbin, so maybe Corbin will have a complete game shutout. when making your picks for Sunday, Donovan Solano, he's hitting .450 in the last 10 games going into the weekend for the Reds. Solano or a healthy Jonathan India are worth looking into if you target Corbin on Sunday.
There it is. For today, elite users love Starling Marte at home against the Rockies' Chad Kuhl. Manny Machado in Kansas City against Kansas City's Chris Bubich. And JT Realmuto in that Pirates matchup. The hit probability algorithm loves JT Realmuto and Gene Segura behind Harold Ramirez of the Rays in Fenway against Michael Wacha. Bam, a lot of information there. Beat the Streak Daily is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Jody Avergan of Roulette Productions is our executive producer. Our executive producer for Odyssey is Lena Glazer. Ryan Porth, the Porthinator, is our producer, mixer, uploader, and compatriot. Our theme and all other incidental music is by Kurt Morrison of Tributosaur. Special thanks to Josh Lucan, David Adler, Paul Casella, Josh Frost, Peter Kim, Megan Coughlin, Ian Kay, Larry Yeast, Mike Fouché, and Greg Clayman at Major League Baseball. Be sure to rate, review, subscribe, and spread the word. Don't forget to play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season for your chance to win. Our picks again today, Nelson Cruz and Bryce Harper for me, Nathaniel Lowe for the Porthinator. Here's hoping that they hit them where they ain't. A big home run swing from Shalangaliers, Shalangaliers.
You got to know, I'm not just some guy. Brennan, that is the voice of an angel.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.